And now a possible food crisis looming. Did you know there is a shortage of limes in world markets? Also pork and avocados. Margaritas are up a dollar in some cities. Alaska Airlines had to cut limes altogether from their drink menu. Are there alternatives to these essential ingredients to deal with summer's approaching demands for guacamole, the BLT, the pulled pork sandwich? For help, we turn to Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast. Hey, Dan.
Hey, John.
So this winter really was awful, but to contemplate going through the summer without limes or bacon or avocados, what do we do about this? And why is there this shortage?
Well, it looks like the avocado shortage is largely because Chipotle said it in their annual report. They said, oh, we forecast we may have issues to our business because of global warming and it could drive the avocados. And so that sort of set off a panic.
Word of mouth.
That's right. The limes relates to the Mexican drug cartels, you know, that old chestnut.
Of course it does.
And the bacon relates to an illness that is spreading among young pigs.
Now, periodically, there are shortages of all kinds of commodities, and it's important to come up with alternatives. In the case of the limes and the drug cartels, that one I'm not really following.
Yeah, the lime situation does partly relate to bad winter weather, but it also relates to issues with the drug cartels who have moved into the lucrative lime market and are pushing up the prices, which begs the question, do you still call them drug cartels?
I'll have a lime with my blank. There you go. All right. So what do we do? There's no real alternative to limes.
Well, that I think of these three foods, lime may be the easiest to replace.
Very happy news.
I mean, the obvious thing, I'm sure people will think of lemons, which is
no.
Too sweet, too different of a flavor.
Too different.
I would suggest trying grapefruit. You'll get a nice tart there. Last year at Guactacular, I tried a guacamole that was made with white grapefruit instead of lime, and it was outstanding.
That's amazing.
It was outstanding.
I wouldn't think you'd get that oily, fabulous lime quality, though, with grapefruit.
You probably don't. And I think, look, in general, anytime you're trying to substitute one food for another, you're probably going to be giving something up. So we're already in sort of a depraved post-apocalyptic situation here, John. We have no avocados, limes, or bacon.
Oh, let's talk about the avocados. What's the replacement there? Crisco with food coloring?
This one has got to be, I think, the toughest one of all, actually, because avocados have just such a special and unique flavor and texture and mouthfeel. I think that, first of all, you got to give up any hope of substituting the flavor because you're not going to get something that's going to taste like an avocado.
No.
The best you can hope for is to get something that is rich and creamy and fatty in the way that avocado is. Cook's Thesaurus says you can substitute like mashed peas or asparagus or broccoli.
No.
I'm very skeptical. No. I mean, you could take almost anything that you can kind of puree, and maybe if you added some fat, like maybe a soy nut butter or an almond butter that would have nuttiness as well as fat, you might get there. Maybe a white bean puree. Beans can have a creaminess to them. You're getting close. But, I mean, with Cinco de Mayo around the bend, this is we're really sweating down to the wire here.
All right, which brings us to bacon. There's no substitute for bacon.
Well, that is where I will respectfully disagree, John. I'm going to make some enemies here because I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think bacon is overrated. It's delicious. I'm not saying it's not very delicious, but it's not the best pork product, and it is mostly just a delivery system for primarily smoke and salt.
All right, but you're just rationalizing that we can do without bacon. The harder question is, what's the replacement?
If you break it down to its component parts, it's mostly smoke and salt. Other smoky, salty, crunchy foods
are. I mean, do you have to go lamb here? Do you have to go basically with another meat that can easily be in short supply and is pretty expensive?
I mean, I think that the reason why turkey and chicken bacon aren't as good is that they're low in fat. Beef or lamb could be a better option. But I think that if you were to take a potato chip and get enough smoke and salt into it, and throw it into a BLT and make it a PLT, it would be delicious. That dish will come closer to a BLT than any imitation of the avocado will come to real avocado.
That I will agree with you on.
All right.
Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast.
Thanks, John. Guacamole.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.